On April 2nd, 2021, Viloxazine, brand named Qelbree, received FDA approval for the treatment of ADHD in children and adolescents ages 6 to 17 years old. The latest issue of the Carlatt Child Psychiatry Report includes a news of note covering this newly approved medication for ADHD. In this podcast, Mara and I will discuss the advantages and disadvantages of Viloxazine for children and adolescents with ADHD. Welcome to the Carlatt Psychiatry Podcast. This is another episode from the Child Psychiatry team. I'm Dr. Josh Fader, the editor-in-chief of the Carlatt Child Psychiatry Report and co-author of the Child Medication Factbook for Psychiatric Practice.
And I'm Mara Governman, a licensed clinical social worker in Southern California with a private practice. So, Dr. Fader, what is Viloxazine and how does it work?
Viloxazine is a norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor similar to atomoxetine, otherwise known as Strattera, which itself was approved in 2008. Viloxazine has been studied for various indications since the 1970s. It originally received an FDA orphan drug designation, which is a less rigorous testing process than the process for usual drug approval, and that was for narcolepsy, and was studied also for nocturnal enuresis and depression, though it did not gain approval for either of those indications.
Viloxazine is supplied in dosages of 100, 150, and 200 milligram extended-release capsules. It takes 2 days for this preparation to reach steady-state blood levels, and there is a 10% reduction in absorption if viloxazine is taken with a high-fat meal or if the capsules are opened and sprinkled on applesauce.
The recommended dosage for children 6 to 11 years old is 100 milligrams once daily, titrated as needed weekly by 100 milligram increments to a maximum of 400 milligrams. For 12 to 17-year-olds, the starting dosage is 200 milligrams and can be titrated weekly in 100 milligram increments up to 400 milligrams.
The pharmaceutical company that manufactures Qelbree has not yet released the price of their newly approved ADHD medication, but they claim that its price will be competitive with other ADHD medications. So, what's the evidence supporting the use of viloxazine in ADHD?
In their phase 3 studies of viloxazine in ADHD, Supernus Pharmaceuticals performed 4 short-term 6 to 8-week randomized controlled trials. 1,013 children and adolescents ages 6 to 17 were randomly assigned to various doses of viloxazine, 100 to 600 milligrams per day, or placebo.
The outcome measures included the ADHD Rating Scale 5, which assessed symptom severity, and the Weiss Functional Impairment Rating Scale for parents to assess functional impairment.
In one of the studies, patients taking viloxazine 400 milligrams daily improved significantly more than those assigned to placebo. However, the 600 milligram dose did not reach statistical significance.
Yeah, but what about its magnitude of effect? Can you tell me about viloxazine's effect size in ADHD?
Yes, in phase 2B double-blinded placebo-controlled trials of viloxazine, researchers randomized 222 children ages 6 to 12 with ADHD to receive either placebo or 100, 200, 300, or 400 milligrams of viloxazine per day. They found that the groups randomized to the 200, 300, and 400 milligram doses of viloxazine achieved significant improvements in the ADHD rating scale 4 scores versus placebo. Based on the change in ADHD rating scale, 4 scores of the 200 milligram dose had an effect size of 0.547, which is pretty good. The 300 milligram dose had an effect size of about 0.596, also quite good. And the 400 milligram dose had an effect size of 0.623, which is even better. Regardless, we will have a better understanding of viloxazine's effect size in ADHD after more randomized controlled trials evaluating its efficacy have been conducted. More studies will allow us to perform meta-analyses of viloxazine in youth with ADHD, which can provide us with a more substantiated effect size of its efficacy. Not to mention, non-industry funded studies of viloxazine should be conducted so that we can be more certain of what this medication's effect size is in youth.
So, what about its speed of response?
In one study, patients assigned to viloxazine 400 milligrams began to show improvement over placebo by week one, more quickly than most studies of atomoxetine, which generally separates from placebo around week three.
Okay, Josh, but here's the million-dollar question. Is viloxazine more effective than atomoxetine and other stimulant medications for ADHD?
Well, viloxazine has not been compared head-to-head with stimulants or with atomoxetine, so its comparative efficacy is unknown, but it's clearly slower than stimulants with a clinically meaningful onset similar to atomoxetine beginning at 2 to 4 weeks.
And the preliminary data reported in press releases shows that viloxazine may work a little bit faster than atomoxetine, but there's no reason to expect it to be any more effective in the long run, nor do we expect it to compare favorably to stimulants.
The reason why we don't expect viloxazine to be more effective than stimulants is because atomoxetine is generally less effective, with response rates of only about 50 to 75% of that of typical stimulants. Also, studies have shown that the effect sizes of stimulant medications are significantly greater than that of atomoxetine in ADHD.
As a side note, the viloxazine studies have been criticized for how they analyzed their research data.
That's right, Mara. The researchers of the phase 3 trial completed the study, then used a crossover mapping from the original outcome scales, the ADHD RS5 and the WFIRSP, that's the ADHD rating scale on the Weiss, and they mapped it over to the clinical global impression scale. And that kind of post hoc analysis often finds positive results that might not really be valid. Here's the thing about post hoc analyses of research. When you do research, you're supposed to lay out what you're going to do and then do it and then report on it. That's called science. When you do a study and you get your data and then you go back and you look for something good, that's not good science. But people do it all the time. And they did that in one of the studies here. In fact, one of the ones that is quoted by the FDA for approval of the medication, which is sloppy. Are we surprised? No. They put a lot of money into this drug and they've been trying to get it approved for something for a long time. They finally got an approval. Do I think that Qelbree's going to really add to our armamentarium? How much do I rely on Strattera? Not very much.
Now let's cover viloxazine side effects and safety.
In the recent phase 3 trial, viloxazine side effects, like other norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, included sedation, mania, increased blood pressure and heart rate, and also suicidal ideation.
6 out of the 1,013 patients reported suicidal ideation. 1 reported suicidal behavior, and 2 patients reported both suicidal ideation and behavior for a total of 9 patients, which is 0.9% of the total sample.
2 control patients also reported suicidal ideation, which is 0.4%, though there were no completed suicides in either the test group or the control group.
Irritability and insomnia were more common in the viloxazine groups, with 4% reporting insomnia versus 1% in placebo, and 3% reporting irritability, 1% in placebo.
Viloxazine is a potent inhibitor of CYP1A2 and is contraindicated with duloxetine, remaltion, tazemelteon, tizanidine, and theophylline.
To recap, viloxazine is the second norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor to be approved for ADHD. It's not clear if it has any advantages over atomoxetine or any of the stimulant medications, though if its reputed faster onset of action is better substantiated, it may be an advantageous treatment option.
As with atomoxetine, you should monitor patients for suicidality, mania, and drug interactions. And as more research comes out on viloxazine, we will get a better idea of how it stacks up against atomoxetine and other stimulant medications for children and adolescents with ADHD.
So this would not be your first line of defense when a patient comes into your office?
Not at all. My first line of defense is figuring out what's going on, because a lot of kids who don't pay attention are anxious or have a learning disorder or something else. And if they're still having difficulty and we're going to think about a medication and they really have ADHD, stimulants are amazing if you can get them to work without side effects. I think these norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors are more second and third line medications for me, even after the central alpha agonist guanfacine, which I prefer over any of these, mostly because I think these norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors don't work very well. And because I worry about those side effects, I worry about blood pressure, heart rate, and suicidality. The News of Note piece on viloxazine is available for subscribers to read in the Carlatt Child Psychiatry Report. Hopefully people will check it out. Subscribers get print issues in the mail and email notifications when new issues are available on the website. Subscriptions also come with full access to all the articles on the website and CME credits.
And everything from Carlatt Publishing is independently researched and produced. There's no funding from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes, the newsletters and books we produce depend entirely on reader support. There are no ads, and our authors don't receive industry funding for the content that they are producing. That helps us to bring you unbiased information that you can trust.
Go to www.thecarlattreport.com to sign up. You can get a full subscription to any of our four newsletters for $30 off using the coupon code LISTENER. As always, the links you need are in the episode description. Thanks for listening and have a great day.